News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Yesterday saw the milestone of 1 million vaccines administered here in Ireland. But will targets for mid-April be met as GP rollout struggles with delivery delays? Joining me now to discuss this is the chair of the Irish Medical Organisations GP Committee, Dr. Dennis McCauley. Dennis, can I say to you, I'm just looking at the front of the Irish Times and the front of the Irish Independent this morning. One has a headline, Ireland not ready to reopen further, says Neffet. And the other says, vaccine effect, the tide is turning in the COVID fight. Slightly different tones coming off each of the papers. What's your view on where we're standing now? Are we turning the tide, or are we still afraid of a fourth wave?
I know. I think this last few days there's been a change, Ciara. I think it is positive, but the big question is everybody's sort of worrying: is the 2 week holiday of Easter hiding something? But we hope not. In that, I think vaccinations are working. I think the amount of outbreaks in nursing homes, there's approximately last week there was one outbreak in a nursing home, whereas we were up to seven a day in January. The amount of infections in healthcare workers is really very, very small now, which is excellent also. So I think that things are working, and I think the very good work of the Irish population in adhering to the restrictive measures is everything is actually becoming very stable. And there was a worry, I think, after Mother's Day particularly, and then St. Patrick's Day, that there would be a bit of a blip.
Yeah.
That hasn't happened, and it begins, and it has remained stable, and the last few days it's actually gone down. So there's positivity, but I think it has to be taken into the context that we have to continue, unfortunately, with these following the guidelines, and then we have to wait for the full premium of the vaccination to become obvious. I know that a million people have been vaccinated.
We do seem to be getting some kind of a vaccine bonus, though, already, Dennis. Is that fair to say? Because, you know, sort of experience when I look around me that people are suddenly adhering more to guidelines than they were 2 or 3 weeks ago. It seems to me they're about the same. The difference is the increase in numbers of people vaccinated.
Both, I think, Ciara. I think you don't underestimate the good work that people have actually
done. Oh, no, I know, but I think they were doing good work a few weeks ago, and we were in greater trouble.
Oh, I do think so. I agree. I agree with you, and I disagree with you as well. I think the measures have people underestimate the hard work that people have actually put in and actually continue to do. But definitely the vaccination, particularly when it comes to the hospitalisations, the vulnerable groups that end up in hospitals are being vaccinated, and you know the over 70s rollout, you know, I think you can be picky with the interpretation about it. I think it's been a great success. There has been a delay in the over 70s. There's different cohorts, but the cohort between 70 and 75, there has been a stuttering of supply there, which will delay things by about a week overall.
That's what I wanted to ask you too. The delays to vaccine supply, particularly at general practice level, are they going to scupper our timeline in any real way, or are we talking a matter of days or maybe a week?
I think not. I think overall this has been a great success. I think that the general practice has worked very hard. They have displaced normal work. You know, it's been very tiring, and we have to be. The general practice workload has been the same as it was, but we've added these vaccines in on top of it. I don't want to underestimate the amount of work that has been put in. Yesterday we vaccinated 450 people. It was great. It was tiring, but now we have yesterday's work to do today.
Sure.
So it is a difficult thing. So no, I think that overall 500,000 over 70s will be vaccinated essentially on time. I think we always said the middle of May. Now, is the middle of May the 13th of May or is it the 20th of May? I'm actually quite comfortable to say
that. The glass is half full.
Fine.
Look, fair play. Look, and thank you to you for that. That is the chair of the Irish Medical Organisations GP Committee, Dr. Dennis McCauley. And there does seem to be cause for hope, and there does seem to be finally a shift in us in this battle against COVID, doesn't it?
It absolutely does.